Welcome to Simple Truth Radio for part two of our discussion on David Icke, his forum, and other things. Without further ado, let's get into it.
Okay, we'll talk about DaisyGate, right? And first off, we'll ask, well, where did the term come from and what all happened in the first place?
All right, DaisyGate, the Illusions Forum that was on the net. A lot of people that have been on the old Icke Forum, which was known as The Forum because David Icke wanted his name taken off because it wasn't the official David Icke Forum. Anyway,
yep.
That was a legal claim that he put forward with it. You know, it was done. It was all cool. Harris was running
the forum. Harris's place. So I've been there a few times.
Yeah, there was a lot of old people from there that are still around the traps at the moment. They know who they are too. There were a fair few of them have illusions. And I mean, Mark Sarian was someone that was a poster on the Harris Forum, you know.
Yeah.
And there's some stories about that one. Man, that would be another radio show in and of itself.
We'll do that later.
Yeah. Well, look, what happened was Sean had an account at the Illusions Forum, and he set up a second account under the name of Daisy.
Right.
That's
where the term Daisy comes from in DaisyGate.
Well, he was trolling the forum over there, and he got found out.
Right.
Pretty soon after that, the Bridge of Love UK, which is David Icke Books, turned around and actually sent through his ex-wife Linda Atherton, sent a letter to the server of Illusions Forum asking the forum to be shut down. Ooh,
that's a big one, isn't it? Like, you know, who are they to ask someone to shut down their avenue for free speech?
Their reason, because they posted, right, some of David Icke's newsletters, right, and these are what goes out to the premier subscribers for their £3 a month. He sends out a newsletter once a month.
Ah, right, so he's claimed copyright.
Well, now,
we all
under
know what we think about copyright in this
exactly.
program.
Exactly, yeah, it's absolute
something,
bullshit.
Something copyright. Along the lines of fuck copyright.
Yeah,
but anyway,
which is the web, actually, go to it, fuck copyright. But, there's the issue with this is absolute freaking, you know, storm in a teacup. It's bullshit. Under copyright law, right, what you've got is that you're allowed fair use. Now, fair use means that you can quote off stuff if you're critiquing it. Okay, some people might say it wasn't merely a critique, it was an actual, like, you know, slandering of the information, but no, I mean, people critiquing the manner they critique. How are you to tell them how they should critique it or not?
That's it. Okay? Like, so the fact that a forum, in by its very nature, is critiquing information.
Yeah.
How could you stop it?
Yeah. You know, so, I mean, there's the issue for you in a nutshell.
Yeah. All right.
Okay. You know, and that's pretty much considered DaisyGate 1. DaisyGate 2. Recent events, what happened with Sean, the webmaster that runs the David Icke Forum, has turned around and spied on one of the moderator's PMs. We don't know who else he spied upon, but he was found out spying upon a moderator's PM. The moderator that noticed this was moving his cursor over the screen, right, and when it went across what Sean was looking at, private message area, because on the Who's Online screen on the forum, it came up with a number down at the bottom, and he correlated that with what the post is, the post number,
right,
which you get like a post number when you click on a thread in that, right? It gives you the number on the forum that the post has come in at. Anyway, so... you know, that's the address for it. So they found the address for this. Now, they went and checked, and then this was one of the other mods. This was one of the mods' PM boxes that he'd been checking out.
Oh, okay.
All right. So when he was confronted by the mods in the admin room on the forum, in the admin sub-forum, they said, look, you know, you've been viewing PMs and that. And he's like, oh, I can't believe you're accusing me of this, blah, blah, blah. I did the big bullshit defense thing on it and denied it all. Then he was showing evidence for it. Oh, well, okay, I was doing it, but I'm the webmaster, I'm allowed to do it, I thought it was necessary, blah, 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 blah.
Right.
So he's done a backflip, he lied. Straight up and down, he lied. Everything else that goes out afterwards doesn't matter. The fact is, the guy lied about it.
Well, he's got a history of lying to us in particular.
Mm.
On our own forums, eh? You know, it doesn't surprise me much.
Yeah. Well, what's happened then, think about it. It's exactly similar situation that happened to me. I posted on the free forum that we started on, you know, and I can get anyone the PMs for it and everything, you know, where I'm discussing with Sean what actually happened. And, you know, on the Ike forum, you know, he told me that when I posted a PM of one of the mods, I am that went off about me because I put them in the shit, in words, because I'd posted that the moderators had multiple IDs.
Ah, right.
This was this is hilarious. Going, like, how the fuck did I put you in the shit? You're the guys that did it. It's nothing to do with me. Mm. Wait, just because I told people about it, I'm the one that put you in the shit. You're the one that put yourself in the shit by actually having multiple IDs to start with.
Sounds like a politician to me that, you know, has to come clean after finally being bloody ousted, you know?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, so, you know, and then you've got to put the spin on it. So, anyway, look, you know, I had this conversation with Sean and Sean's like, you know, I didn't think, you know, you can realize that posting PMs wasn't allowed. It's not in the forum guidelines. So, no, you didn't specifically break a forum guideline, but it will be put in the guidelines. I'm going to change them now. And he did the same thing about, you know, discussing the moderators' issues and that. So, I mean, that those two forum guidelines were changed because of me. You know, for all intents and purposes, you know, admittedly it was Sean's choice to do it. It wasn't my choice to do it. And I was held accountable for forum guidelines that I'd never signed up under, which is an issue now on the forum yet again, because Sean has changed the guidelines saying that he has you know, the authority to look in on members' PM boxes if he chooses to.
Right, retroactively, of course.
Yeah, well, this is retroactive on the incident that's occurred, you know, and it was the same thing with me. you know, back then, see, I was the second highest poster on the forum, the second highest post count, so he didn't really want to come down on me, and he even said it in the PM that, you know, I'm not going to ban you, even though you want to be banned. And I'm like, I don't want to be banned. I'm like, what? And, excellent. Just on a radio interview at the moment. Yeah. Well, that's cool.
That's all right.
So yeah, look, that happened, and you know, it was a pretty ridiculous situation.
Yeah.
You know, he how can you claim that I wouldn't be banned? I said that to him. He goes, all right, well, I don't know, but you know. Blah, blah. And it's like, well, this is the same sort of thing here. He turned around and said anyone that doesn't like it can leave. And on the mods at the time, and there were some there that you know, all credit to them, they stuck to their principles, said, no, I'm not going to be a part of something that is obviously so big brother.
Yeah.
Well,
my surprise in one lady in particular that stuck to her guns.
Well, yeah. I mean, look, I mean, there's past issues. I don't really give a shit about past issues. I mean, if people are willing to stand up and do the correct thing at the time, then that's all I'm concerned about. And I think there have been plenty of people that have actually stood up and done the right thing on this.
Yeah, I think so too.
You know?
And they needed to be applauded for it, to be honest, because, you know, at the end of the day, what we're talking about, it's not popular.
No.
You know, and sometimes people need to hear the unpopular things in this world that they might not like, might not even agree with, but nevertheless, they need to hear it.
Yeah. Well, look, I mean, this is a whole thing. I mean, we've had a person that used to be a moderator and is now a moderator again come over to our forum, you know, the Infinite Love, and is defending the situation, trying to muddy the waters by, you know, making all these different wild claims and accusations and everything else. And, you know, absolutely ridiculous. This whole situation, I mean, it's admitted, Sean lied. I mean, how do you trust somebody that lies? I mean, how do we know now when we turn around and we say to Sean, you know, and has anyone else's PM spirit? He says no. How do we know that?
It comes down to a matter of a belief system here, I'm afraid. Because the simple fact is, like, people don't like to confront what they adore in life. Like, or idolize, that way. You know, basically, you know, it's like the celebrity culture. You know, everyone loves the celebrity until they found out that they've been sleeping around or you know, or have been beating up women or whatever the case may be, you know.
Yeah.
Like, you know, and then all of a sudden they get pulled down with the rest of us and the tall poppy syndrome sort of, you know, pervades.
Yeah, well, I mean, this whole thing, I mean, you know, he lies at the top of God, his fall is not a big one. We but to build a pedestal, a narrow and a tall one. I mean, you know, June. I mean, that book's classic. I mean, and this is the thing. I mean, you know, David Icke can't topple for me. Sean can't topple for me because I've never put him up on a pedestal.
No, that's right.
So to me, it all is an observation of what's been taking place. And well, I trust him to continue to be the way he is until he shows me otherwise.
But seeing that we're talking about the forum now, like, how many people are actually using this man as and idolizing him in the way that you just shouldn't?
Well,
it's, you know, it's an observation here.
You shouldn't if you're looking to be, you know, an individual. I mean, that's when you shouldn't. I mean, there's nothing that you shouldn't do. I mean, you can do anything you choose to. I mean, that's a simple choice. But I mean, yeah, if you want to benefit yourself. Definitely, man. So the greatest benefit to yourself is make your own decisions. Okay, don't look up to anybody. Don't look down to anybody.
No, of course not. You know,
look people levelly in the eye.
But nevertheless, it's happening over there. It, like, you can see it from a fundamental... Why would they need to defend something in the first place if it wasn't happening?
It was happening from day one.
Yeah.
It was happening back on the old Harris Forum. I mean, shit. There's so much history with all of this. You know, and people think this is just an occurrence, and some of them have been shocked and going like, wow, this has happened before.
Yeah.
You know, that have come over to our farm and all of a sudden been, you know, been clued up on some of the past events.
I left a little comment on our welcome page saying, you know, welcome all, history repeats. I don't know whether many people's probably glossed over it, but the fact is, history is repeating, and it's not the first time this has happened, you know?
No, I mean, look, when I got banned houses, Lydia was posting on a sacred geometry thread.
Yep.
And closed it down.
Right? She's good at closing down your threads.
Isn't she?
That's what I got banned for.
Yeah, like, she even edited a post of mine 6 months after I'd posted it.
Yeah.
Well, that's after I've been banned. That's an interesting one, that one in and of itself. But all right.
Well, I'm the one that got it closed, our fucking Christianity thread.
Yeah.
Because I kept posting relevant information. I had about 6 posts all in a row at the end of it. 5 of them got deleted, and then one post from IM saying this discussion is now relevant. I've gone, fucking what?
Yeah.
You know?
Because I'm not there anymore?
Yeah.
Well, I was the only one that made that discussion relevant.
I said, you want to go through this post and find out how many posts I actually contributed to this whole thread? It was something over like 40, 45 or 50 posts, all with relevant information on them, you know?
Yeah. Well, look, I mean, this was what she said to Lydia. She turned around and basically said that band members, we don't post on their threads. I'm like, what the fuck is that, that's buying into the
death cult, isn't it? You know, it's written in the sand. You know, they're gone. So be it.
1984.
Don't speak non-person.
Their name. Yeah, I'm a non-person.
Non-person.
Yeah, we don't speak about them. We don't do anything. Wiped from the history. Yeah, and they're a non-person now. Well, the funny thing was that there was, and there still is now. There's still a thread of mine that's a sticky over there. I mean, there were a couple of them actually that were still sticky at the time. You know, I mean, I found it hilarious. You know, I mean, the censorship that's gone over there is pretty ridiculous. I mean, that issue of questioning the mods where I questioned Montag and posted the PM, threatening PM that he sent to me, and he gave me the points. They got retracted on the being happy thread, and that's been deleted. Like, I finished, when I was banned on that forum, I had 2,845 posts on it.
Yeah.
Okay, and now if you go and have a look at my my account details, it's only 2,770, 80, whatever it is. I don't know. I mean, there's basically like, you know, something like... you know, 60, 70, 80 posts of mine that have been deleted.
Right.
I don't even know where they all are. I wouldn't have a clue, you know. I've got no access.
Someone's obviously scoured your history thoroughly.
Well, I mean, look, the marijuana facts thread, I mean, as I said, like, I am, there's, I've got the screenshot of that one. so if they delete it, they delete it, big deal.
We copped a lot of flack on that thread, though, didn't we?
Oh, Timmy, but I mean, that was bullshit. But look, the whole thing with that is I posted something 6 months later, right? I'm going back through it looking for certain information that I'd posted, and I didn't, I mean, obviously it was like, you know, 12 months or something rather later, and I didn't know where it was on the thread. So I'm going back through the whole thread, you know, looking for it. And I notice that there's an edit on one of my posts. I'm looking, I'm going, hang on, edit, I am. Hang on, it's I am all I am is my edit. I am. I am is the mod. I'm like, what? Hang on, she's edited my post? And I'm like, what the fuck? Like, and you look at the date when I posted it and the date when it's here, she edited it, it's 6 months later. I'm like, why the fuck would you be editing it 6 months later? Yeah. You've had to go looking for this to do it. I mean, this is weird.
Yeah.
You know, and it just shows the you know, the depth of the censorship that goes on over there.
Yeah, the only time I'd ever edit a post on Infinite Love, and I think I've done it a few times, is to fix up someone that's tried to embed something or, you know, and hasn't done it properly and just left it, you know?
Yeah.
That's the only time I've ever done it. Like,
I've edited quite a few posts to take out all the extra stuff that I have.
You do your own post, you can edit.
No, I do it with others, so, because it's all that stuff that I put at the end of the thing, you know. It's, you know, define your beliefs will imprison you, all that extra stuff. If someone quotes me off, I usually go back in and just delete that, just so it's safe and less space.
That's fair enough, too. I do that.
I mean, it's unnecessary, I mean, for the person that to have to do it. I'm the one that's posting it, so I don't mind going back in and doing that. And okay. I'll edit someone's post. If they put up a YouTube clip and it hasn't worked properly, you know, or something. I mean, to go in and edit someone's post and delete all the thread or whatever else, I mean, you know, to close threads down. I mean, who's to say, like, this is what always got me on the iPhone is why would you close a thread? So in other words, what you're doing is you're saying, I can no longer now discuss this, right? Now, and Lydia got points, right, because the thread on the sacred geometry got closed, and there were people that were posting on it. And this is the same thing that happened with the Ophiuchus thread. Chandra Carvey was posting with other people on it, okay, and they were discussing it, other forum members. Yep. So they then stopped those forum members from discussing this information.
Yeah. Well, same happened with me on the fucking Christianity thread.
Yeah.
So, I see a pattern.
Big pattern. They didn't want my name around there. They thought that I'd set up everybody to go over there and bump my threads and stuff like that. I mean, one of the mods at the time even turned around and basically shouted on one of the threads, saying, you know, like, oh, this is what I am, or I am, come back poo pooing on the forum and blah blah blah. And it was like, wasn't me. I didn't give a shit about the forum. mean, like, the only reason I basically had left the forum anyway before I got banned.
Yeah, I think most of us had.
I got asked back over, right, by Lime Lady. She joined the Infinite Love forum, as most of the moderators had done at the time, you know, from the iForum, and she asked a group of us back over there to help the forum out, because there was a lot of negative energy on the forum at the time, and we were considered positive people, and that, you know, she wanted some help in you know, with the forum, and we're like, okay. So I went back over and posted some stuff and everything else, and that's, you know, a month or so that's when I spoke out and got banned. Yeah. So, but yeah, look, I mean, it just becomes a farce. I mean, Daisygate 2 now, I mean, this whole scenario is ridiculous. I mean, it's been admitted by some of the ex-mods there that the Ike forum administration keeps surveillance of certain forums on the net, and we're one of those forums. I mean, we've got a membership of over 300, right, compared to 38,000. What can we do to that? Why would you want
no competition?
Why would you even keep a surveillance upon us?
Although they might be a bit frightened to find out that this show's been downloaded by thousands of people across the net.
Yeah, and it's probably been passed on in other ways as well, you know, yeah, by CD or whatever else. Like, who knows? I don't know, but I mean, big deal. I mean, I really don't get it. Like, the only way that I can see this being, you know, having any relevance is that they want to stop any bad publicity.
Yeah.
And they don't want anyone to know what's really going on.
Yeah, it's PR control, damage control.
Yeah, yeah. You know, well, I mean, there's been people before us that have spoken out about it. First, and I doubt if we'll ever be the last. And the people that are now speaking out about it, I doubt if they'll be the last either. Mm. And because it's continuing on. David Icke has been informed by the mods because they had access to be able to email him. Yeah. So he's fully aware of what's actually going on the forum.
Yeah, well, actually, funny you mention that, because Sean posted something on the website. I was actually over there looking for my I am free photo,
yep,
which I couldn't actually end up finding because I wasn't a member and I didn't want to join and all the rest of the bullshit. Right?
Well, but, why would you want to sign up under those freaking
rules? Well, I wouldn't, and I didn't.
Yeah.
But anyhow, I happened to find, because it used to be just in the general forum and as a sticky.
Yep.
So I went there looking for it, and I happened to find the general notice about what had just happened. And the first thing he actually mentions is that David Icke has absolutely no knowledge whatsoever of this.
Yeah.
So the impression I got was is either he does know about it, which means that he's totally complicit, and I think this is the balance they want too, or that he knows nothing about it, right, and the opinion that he's getting micromanaged by someone.
Yeah, well, I mean, look...
which I don't believe, by the way.
Nah, look, he knows about it, it's going on. I mean, shit, it's his website. I mean, you're telling me that he's that busy with his book that he can't take half an hour out of his day to I mean, like, he's working from when he wakes up to when he goes to sleep constantly, yeah, on this book. I mean,
I doubt that very much.
Yeah, I mean, this whole thing about Ike's never looked at the forum and blah, 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 I mean... Yeah. Dude, it's on your website. I mean, you know, if he's looking at it, then he's so full of shit, it's not funny.
I remember reading about one of his one of his pleas for help through his newsletter, that he had to go through crippling bloody injuries and stuff, like his arthritis, to do the typing.
Yeah.
And I always thought, well, shit, you don't have to type a book.
No.
You can get programs voice where you recognition. Can talk into a microphone and it does all the typing for you. And I'm going, well, okay, saying you do that, you actually can talk a hell of a lot quicker than you can type, you know?
Yeah.
So wouldn't your book be done like two-thirds quicker, say, by
talking
you
can
just, it out?
You can record it. You can record it, right, and then have someone, you can pay a person to type it up.
See, you know, like, it comes back, he was begging and pleading for money, you know, to help him because he's doing it so tough, blah, 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 the poor me, you know, psychology.
Well, funny enough, that I'm pretty certain that newsletter you're talking about, he talks about some of the issues that have gone on the forum with John White and Sean.
Yep, and not only that, he talked about a couple of other different forums too, like, and certain people upon them.
Yeah, exactly.
Which he'd like to belittle.
Yeah, instead of calling him King of the Mountain, as his ID was, he was calling him King of the Molehill.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, more name-calling and other stuff. I mean, I posted that on the Pyramid of Power thread in the free forum. I mean, hypocritical, definitely. Definitely hypocritical. And this whole scenario that's gone on with this Daisy Gate 2, I mean, the fact that we've had, surveillance. I mean, we've had big surveillance over here. It's hilarious.
Yeah, it's obvious too.
Yeah, it is. I mean, you're seeing in the chat box and people keep popping in and out without, putting their name up on their ID on the chat box and just sitting there watching the conversation that goes on. And, you know, I mean, it's obvious that somebody's sitting there watching you. I mean, you can see it. It's not no big freaking, you know, hidden thing that, you know, we have to work out, you know, and who's going to be sitting there watching us.
You know, look, free open invitation to our webmaster mate, right? If he wants to talk about this, on the radio, brother.
Right? Yeah.
You're going to have your free speech, mate.
Go on, Sean. And you,
give us your side of the story.
You joined up the free forum, Infinite Love Free Forum. You've chatted to us in the chat box, and, you know, PM'd each other. I mean, you know, if you want to talk about this on radio and the fact that you lied, you know, I mean, that you've retroactively put into practice, you know, that you're able to view PMs. I mean, look, let's clear that part up for a start. As an administrator, right, okay, on a forum, you set up a forum, okay, you can go and test every single account on that forum. So in other words, I can go into your account and I can test it out. I can sign in as you,
right?
To test out your account. As I test out your account, then, all right, and I'm signing in under you, I can go into your PM box and read them. All right. Now, it's the honesty of the forum owners and people that are running it that you know, you trust them.
Yeah.
Okay. Because it's private messages, and I mean, what's the point
implied,
of reading
it? Isn't it?
Yeah. Well, exactly. Now, he's turned around and said, right, okay, we've got the screenshots up on the forum, okay, where he said that he got an application to look at the forum PMs. Now, to do that, the reason he's using an outside application to it is because if he signed in under the person's name and the person signed in as well, then they're both signed in under it, and it's pretty obvious
that
someone signed in under their name, and they're going to go, hang on, is this being hacked? Who's under it? Who's, you know? And they can then check the IP address on it. So, I mean, he would have been found out that way. So what he's done is used an outside application so he can attempt to hide it. So from day one, he was attempting to hide what he was doing. It wasn't open, it wasn't honest. He wasn't saying that, hey, I'm checking things out. You know, even if it's not, I mean, like, for fuck's sake.
Obfuscation, I mean, mate. Like,
well,
you know,
the thing is, they can't delete the things off the database. It's already on database. Like, he saves it every week.
Yeah.
Right, okay, so the PMs are already there. All he has to do is wait till that weekend, save it. Right, okay, it's been saved. Then come out and tell everybody, say, hey, I'm going to go in and check these PMs because I believe this has happened. Right? Yep. And there's no honesty there. It's all about secrecy. It's all about hiding things.
That's right.
You know, and then he's come out and he's lied about it. So, Sean, if you want to discuss this, I mean, you know, feel free.
Well,
you know, come over on Infinite Love and let us know, and we'll set up the conference call, and we'll sit here and discuss it. Yeah,
it's like you know, it brings up a movie called Silence of the Lambs. You know, where he says, well, you know, you covet what you love most.
Yeah.
Well, what's he doing? What?
He's coveting.
Is his game? Is yeah, that's right. Is his game his secrecy?
Yeah. He's coveting his power on the forum. You know, he's got the power and the authority to do whatever he wants. And I mean, this is the thing: you accept responsibility as an admin or as a forum owner, you know, to treat people as a community and treat people basically with certain innate human rights.
Yeah.
You know, so I mean, that to me, you know, it shows that. You know, he hasn't done that.
No, he hasn't. He's been caught out lying. Even that document that I told you about, the public notice he put up on the general part of the forum, in the David Icke forum.
Yeah.
That's a lie.
Yeah. Well, I mean,
you know, if you want to go that far, even his explanation is a lie.
Yeah. No, it is. I mean, look, you know, it's like...
He's been contradicted saying that he's actually told David about it, and then he comes out with a public statement saying he hasn't.
Well, no, he didn't actually say that he hasn't told David about it. The ex-mods all emailed off screenshots and everything else so that it was known.
Yeah, well, okay, bad choice of words there. But at the end of the day, like, David Icke knows, and he's saying that no one's told him.
Yeah.
That's what the conclusion of the whole document.
Yeah. I mean, look, this is the thing. It's, you know, it's not too difficult to work out that he's lied.
Yeah.
You know? It's funny. Seriously, there are times when I just wonder, like, how do you describe any of this sort of stuff? How should we say it? To me, it's conspiratainment. Yeah. That's what it boils down to.
Good word.
I mean, they've got a conspiratainment section over there. I mean, and this is what I think it is. I think it's a conspiratainment. The whole scenario that's been built up around it. I mean, look, don't get me wrong, I think the mods, I'm glad they came over, and they've spoken out, right? Because it's given them a platform. And I mean, they've been appreciative of that.
Yeah.
It's good because it clears the air. It gives them a platform to speak upon and to voice their, you know, what's happened. I mean, fortunately for us, you know, we'd already set up a forum prior to me being banned. I mean, it was like 2 months or something.
Yeah, we had a place to go to, didn't we?
Yeah, we were already set up. So, you know, I mean, I just got a message from Lydia, and she said, "Tell Russ from me, Ike is a piece of shit." But anyway,
look, well quoted.
Yeah,
I think it's been heard before.
All right. Well, anyway, yeah. Look, this is the scenario. I mean, people weren't allowed to speak out. This is the thing. I mean, when your account's made inactive over there, you can't PM anybody. You can't.
You're a dead fish. Listen, You
couldn't even do that.
Yeah, I could browse certain forums and things. The locked ones I couldn't get into.
I could not even do that. I was locked out of the whole forum. My IP was totally banned from the forum. I couldn't view on it. I had to clear all my cookies before I could actually view the forum.
Yeah, right.
Right, that's what it was like for me when I got banned. And I'm laughing. Pat and I were laughing our ass off when this was all happening. And we were going, like, what?
I remember he's you giving me a call about it.
Yeah, it was funny as, man. Seriously, because, like, you know, Pat's sitting here, you know, hologram on the forum. He used to mod on the forum, right? He's sitting here, and they discussed it in the mods forum, and he went off about them deceiving people using multiple IDs. Yeah. So I know for a fact that this is all true.
No, that's right. I also heard it from Pat's mouth as well.
Exactly, when we met up in Blue Mountain.
Exactly.
So we'd already known about this for like 6 months and that, you know. Why hadn't I spoken out before then? Because in a way, it didn't really bother me. Right? I know it's deceptive and everything else, but, I wasn't on there to expose the mods or anything else like that. The reason I ended up doing it was because one of the mods there lied in the rant room and said that we do not delete posts in the rant room. And it's like, well, I just had a pitch deleted where, you know, it's the guy with his head stuck up his ass. And Sean saying, look, I really can't understand your point of view no matter how far I get my head up my ass.
Yeah.
It's like, because he'd said down, when someone questioned the advertising on the forum, he said, down with the advertising, down with the forum.
Yeah.
It's like, well, you know, before the advertising, the forum's been running, no problem. I think that it's not going to make a difference, you know. Don't get me wrong, I'm not really that fussed with, you know, whether there's advertising on there or not. You know, it's their business, it's their choice, but to turn around and to say that's hyperbole, that's all crap.
Yeah,
you know, it's spin, it's propaganda bullshit. I'm not going to sit there and just accept that sort of crap, and especially to a new person that just questioned it.
Yeah,
you know, to jump all over somebody like that, give them the benefit of the doubt first.
I mean, no, well, that never happened.
No, exactly.
Like, well, they made a judgment in your first post whether you were a troll or whatever, you know?
Yeah, yeah. So, look, I mean, you know, this is the issue, and I mean, you know, I called the moderator on this lie, and I said, no, look, this is a lie, this isn't true. I mean, I've just had a thing, oh, well, blah, 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 you know, and he wrote in the thing TBH, which is short for to be honest.
Yeah.
And I was like, what? And I'm like, you know, you start accusing me of things going off at me. I'm just like, okay, I was, let's discuss this then, to be honest, right? Let's be honest then. Why don't you let everybody on the forum know, okay, which was your multiple ID? Because that's the only, he was the only one that Pat didn't know about was that had a multiple ID. He confessed Monte. He had one. No, this isn't Monte. He confessed that he had one, okay, but he didn't put his name up of what it was. Right, Montag was Jimmy Jams, Lime was Rocky Pudge, she also used the Oracle and other ones. Like when I was banning that, it's funny, Garth was doing some modding on the forum. I don't know if he's who else he'd been, but he's Lime's partner, you know, and he came in as another mod there at the time when she was supposed to be off. You know, having a break from the forum. While she's supposed to be having a break from the forum, she's posting as a new mod called the Oracle. So she's not really having a break from the forum at all. But, you know, her daughter was a mod on there at the time.
Purple is a Fruit.
Well, Purple is a Fruit was her forum name, and the mod name was Tonto O'Reilly.
Yeah, another one I copped infraction points off.
Well, yeah, I mean, look, there was a lot of things that went on. I mean, you know, all right, it's history, but, I mean, the thing is, it's history that will tell you things, too.
Yeah.
You know, there were things that happened, you know, and you can't deny this. And they all thought there was no problem with, you know, they started coming up with all these justifications for having multiple IDs on the forum. But I know for a fact that you were told that if you had a multiple ID, you'd get banned.
Yeah. That was in the forum guidelines.
Yeah, I mean, look, I don't recall if that was or not, but I just know that it happened to people, you know. So, I mean, I recall stuff like that, you know, because it was an issue. So, yeah. I mean, you know, if they're doing, I mean, talk about hypocritical. I mean, this whole hypocritical situation that has gone on is not something new of the hypocritical status that forum's been run under.
Hmm. Yeah,
you know, the pyramid of power structure of it is, you know, that in itself is totally telling. Yeah. You know, I mean, David Icke's the missing capstone, you know, the one that you can't contact, the one that you don't have any, you know, connection with. You know, I'm not able to talk.
Neither seen nor heard.
No. So I mean,
but you know, always talked about.
Yeah, exactly. And so that, anyway,
that's the definition of God.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I mean, look, this is the thing with it, isn't it? And if you have a look at it, you know, from there down, you've got Sean the webmaster.
Yeah.
Now, Sean makes all the decisions. No one's allowed to go against him. He can make whatever he wants, which is fair enough. Like, they're running the forum. They've got to have a certain amount of authority there. But to turn around and say, hey, we're a moderating team, we make decisions together, and then go and pull the plug on the moderators, I mean, that's contradictory to what he's saying. You know, and to me, like, I look at whether people are walking their talk.
Yep.
You know, and I mean, I really see so much of this. You know, these people just don't walk their talk.
That's it. That's what brought us to this in the first place. At the end of the day, the glaring contradictions between what we see as actions and what we see as words, and what we hear as words.
Yeah.
You know, the two totally different things. And if they weren't, we wouldn't be here. We wouldn't be talking about this right now.
No, we'd be talking about it on the Ike Forum.
Yeah, exactly.
But we're not. We're not on the Ike Forum talking about it. In fact, the moderator that's come over to the Infinite Love Forum, right, by their guidelines, is not allowed to discuss the stuff that he's discussing on Infinite Love back on the David Ike Forum. Yeah, he can't discuss it there.
Oh, the irony.
Oh. How hilarious is that?
Oh, yeah, I know.
I mean, members have had to go to other forums to find out what actually happened.
Yeah, and the thing is, they don't see anything wrong with that.
Oh, no, slap the forehead. My goodness.
It's a face palm moment.
Oh, isn't it? What? I mean, seriously. To me, you've got to sit there and rationalize something in such a manner. I mean, you're way... this is the thing. If people don't wake up from a scenario like this, it's not that they're asleep. They're in a coma.
Oh, yeah. Oh, definitely.
They're in a fucking coma.
there's no hope for them. They're in another dreamland.
No, I mean, this is ultimate Big Brother tactics. You're spying on someone's PMs, right? So it's supposedly against what David Icke's saying. Yep. Then it's lied about. Now, there's supposed to be a thing called the truth movement within the conspiracy circles. I mean, this goes all against truth. This is not truth. It's a lie. Exactly. A lie has been told, and it's not the first lie.
Yeah, that's right.
So, you've
got to remember they keep using words against us. They cast spells with words.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I mean, isn't that what the gospel is about? But that's another story.
Yeah.
Well, it's hilarious to think that as a forum, as a person that's supposed to represent somebody that is apparently exposing all these things, and that you'd sit there and you'd lie. I mean, Sean, he's been shown out to lie on numerous occasions.
Been caught out.
Yeah.
Like, there's no denying it. It's been caught out quite a few times.
Yeah. So, I mean, if anyone wants to defend him, I mean, I'm questioning why would you want to defend somebody that's been known to lie? And so I don't care what justification you give to it, a lie is a lie.
That's it.
You can justify it in any way you want to. I mean, it's like justifying killing somebody.
Apply the same rationale to people that believe what I say.
Mm-hmm.
It's no different. It's just further on down the line. And, you're not hitting the capstone anymore. You're hitting the second-hand man.
Yeah, well, the fish stinks from the head down, doesn't it? I mean, this whole Daisygate too is quite... when Finlayson posted it I cracked up.
Yeah,
seriously,
I'm afraid.
I laughed. I was like,
funny,
oh,
wasn't it?
No, this has happened again. And look, I mean... Don't get me wrong, I've got some empathy to those that went through this situation because
not a nice feeling, like, at all. But, we can laugh now from our perspective, I suppose, but, it must have been traumatic for some of these people.
Well, for them it would be. For me it wasn't when I got banned. I was pissing myself laughing. Pat and I were sitting there, I'm going, mate, you mind if I use your account? I'll post it. He's like, yes, do it. And he was responding to the post, that I'd made that where I was just, all I did was ask the forum members whether they were interested in knowing which moderators had multiple IDs and what those multiple IDs were. And that thread got deleted. Account suspended. Pat lent me his account. I reposted it with a disclaimer saying it was me posting it. Pat's account got suspended. 80 Phoenix on the forum let me actually use his account to send a PM to somebody to say, hey, look, this is what's going down. I can't contact anybody. I've got no other means, so he allowed me to use it. His account gets suspended and all three of us get banned.
Yeah.
Right, so, I mean, look, at the time for me, I mean, it was a joke. AD didn't give a shit about posting the forum. He hadn't been posting there for ages. Pat was laughing his ass off with me about it. Ultimately, it was like, for us, it was funny. For these people, I mean, I can fully get where, why they'd be so fucking pissed off about this. I mean, seriously. I mean, you're sitting there, you're believing... Right, that this place is a place that that you've put so much time and effort into, not just to post information, but to actually help run the place, right? Mm-hmm. Okay, and then those that are in the position of authority on that place shit all over you. Man, that's got to be a slap in the face.
Oh yeah, definitely.
I can
empathise with the people that have come over. Because it's a horrible situation. As I said, we can laugh about it because it's already happened to us.
Yeah.
But, you know, at the end of the day, what can you say about it but what we have been, you know? Like, you can't deny it.
Mm.
And this is what they seem to want to do. They want to sweep it under the carpet, you know, yeah. Piss it off quickly, bring out agitators over to our forum to sort of, you know, sweep it under the carpet a bit by maybe ridiculing what we've got to say.
Yeah, well, the standard tactic of that individual at the moment is to cast as many aspersions as they can to lead it off topic, you know, from discussing the fact that Sean's lying.
Yeah.
I mean, plain and simple. I mean, yeah, he's been caught out lying. I mean, if people don't have an issue with liars, then why do they have an issue with George Bush and Obama and all these other freaking New World Order puppets?
That's all right. It should be business as usual with those people, shouldn't they?
Yeah.
They should be loving politicians.
It's no different. I mean, seriously. I mean, who cares? I mean, if you really care about the truth, right, then you should be speaking out about this. This is an issue where someone has lied.
Yeah, someone just happens to be running, you know, a whole business around what they have to say.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah.
Yeah. I mean, look, there's some funny scenarios with you know the whole thing. I mean, look, all right, here's something I'll say straight up. I mean, I'm think the ones that have spoken out there, those what are considered ex-mods now,
yeah.
You know, that have spoken out, and I think they've been very civil about it, you know.
Straight up.
Because, I mean, I can imagine, like, you know, some people in this situation, they'd be going, you fucking can't hear this, hear that, that's and everything right. else.
I haven't heard any of those sort of comments. I've heard some rational discussion about what's actually taken place.
Yep.
I've heard some pretty good explanations as to, you know, the lead up to it and all the rest of it. And at the end of the day, you know, what these people are saying could be considered as an eyewitness statement.
It is. That's what it actually is. I mean, look, you know, I've got the history in the police force, and I've sat in on court.
Yep.
You know, Parramatta, there's the court right next to the station, and you had to do cell duty, and we had to take prisoners up and down to the court, and you had to sit in the courtroom. You know, so like I've sat there and I've listened to court. You know, in quite a few cases, witness testimony. Not only that, you know, I've also got trained in it, but you know. What they're saying here is when you do like an arrest, for instance, you get a fact sheet, right? Okay, the fact sheet is you only deal with the facts. You don't emote anything. There's no like he angrily did this. You don't write that. You say he swung his right arm. He connected with the person's left cheek. Da 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 da. You know that you just state facts. You don't go like oh with emotional content about it.
Yeah.
Okay. Most of what I've seen written by these people that have gone through this experience then is that they're writing facts. They're not emoting about it.
No, okay? That's right.
And you have a look at the people that are defending it and everything else, and they're the ones that are emotive about it.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
Oh, this, that, no, you guys are just haters. You hate. You're trying to bring down the forum.
Yes.
I mean, that's a possibility, isn't it? I wouldn't have the computer skills to freaking bring down our own forum. I wouldn't even.
While we're discussing this,
for another forum,
let's put out an open invitation to any of these ex mods that wish to sort of put their story across for people to listen to.
Yeah.
You know, the open invitation from me to you is extended.
Yeah, definitely. Well, I'll sit here and discuss things with you, and you know, I mean, seriously, I'm not going to be biased. I'll ask you pointed questions if you're willing to answer them.
That's right.
You know? And I think it's fair.
We're not interested in slanting our opinion either way on anyone that wants to discuss this. What we're interested in is basically the facts of what happened.
Yeah.
And why it happened.
Yeah, I mean, look, I mean, a lot of it's been all discussed in that thread that Lydia started up, you know, and it's on the forum there. If there's anything else that they want to bring up and discuss, then, yeah, look, you know, this is a platform we'll willingly allow you to speak on, You know, not a problem at all.
Yep.
So,
so I thought I'd just put that in because people probably listen to this and might want to have their point of view.
If there's any other people that have been banned from the forum and had certain scenarios happen and everything else, I mean, don't get me wrong, I'm not interested in sitting here and doing a radio like show
session. Just
like fuck this, fuck that, fucking fuck. I don't mind swearing. I just did then. But I'm not going to sit here and just be abusive towards people. I'd like to actually discuss something like this in a rational, constructive manner.
Yeah. No, that's the whole point of this show. We're not here to put an opinion across at the end of the day. What we're here is we're actually discussing issues that have actually happened to us and now have happened to other people. So...
No, we're here to discuss the simple truth.
The simple truth, yeah, that's it. In any of its forms, whether it happens to reflect negatively on certain people that we may discuss, so be it.
But negative, once again, we've discussed all this sort of stuff, it's perspective. Yeah. I mean, is it negative on Sean to discuss that he lied? No, it isn't. It's positive because we're positively stating what has actually happened.
Yeah, and not only that. You know, they're the facts. You know, and we're trying to deal with the facts.
Yeah,
we're not dealing in supposition or anything like that. We're basically want your side of the story,
because
that's all we can provide until David Icke wants to tell his side of the story, or Mr. Well, Sean wants to tell his side.
And
of the story.
This is the one for me, and it's like if David Icke doesn't speak out about this, and he hasn't so far, and it doesn't look like he's going to. I mean, to me, it just shows, more than you said there, he's a piece of shit. I mean, because he's basically backing somebody that's lied to people upon the forum. And, I mean, it's not the first time. We know that. Yeah. I mean, it might be the first time Mike's seen about it. I don't know. I wouldn't have a clue. From my perspective, I reckon he's been set up and he's either gullible or he's calculable in doing what he's doing. Either way, I mean, there's no absolute proof for it. There's a lot of circumstantial evidence. But either way, I sit here and I look at this situation, this scenario that's gone on, like the scenario with Daisy, the first Daisy Gabe. I mean, this stuff is totally hypocritical, right? Totally hypocritical. If he does not stand up and do something about this... Right. Okay. Then all it does is just show exactly where he is at.
Yeah.
Right. And that's ultimately what you can draw from this whole conclusion, of this event. Is Ike willing to walk his talk?
Yeah.
Is he willing to expose Big Brother tactics?
To me, it comes back to the old thing: what you give out, you get back, basically. Yeah. And if you just have a look at Ike's track record of what he's given out and what he's gotten back, it's not really good reading.
Not for him, it isn't.
Not for him, it isn't. Well, but it's balanced.
Yeah.
when he tries to lie and scheme people, at the end of the day, it tries to bite him back in the arse.
Yeah, well, I mean, the longer it's going on, the more it gets to the point where, so many people recognize, they don't just go like, ha ha ha, yeah, David Icke, he believes in reptilians. They go, oh, David Icke, oh yeah, he's done this, he's done that, da 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 da, and they can start listing off things, this is the same that's starting to happen with Alex Jones now.
Yeah.
It's happened with Michael Sarian, it's happened with so many of the research authors. I mean, this isn't just something that happens here on this website, the David Icke forum. I mean, this has happened on other websites,
Yeah.
There's plenty of issues that have gone down on the Alex Jones, prisonplanet.com, whatever the fuck it is.
Yeah.
The Michael Sarian forum, I mean, he's closed it down that many times and,
my personal experience on the Sarian forum was basically, if you're not towing the party line, he won't even... Like, he will yell and abuse you, scream at you, on the computer...
Yeah.
Call you all kinds of fucking idiots, right?
Yeah.
And then if you continue, he'll ban you.
Yeah.
And this was my experience of it a couple of years ago. I only went there to ask him a couple of questions about psychic vampirism, you know?
Yeah.
He was fairly courteous to me.
Me about it. But, look, I mean, it's funny because...
I've seen others cop bands there.
Yeah, well, and here's the thing with that. It was like, oh, I thought it was hilarious that I, you know, and you said, oh, come over and check it out. I was like, I'm really not interested when I realized that you know, he approved, had to approve threads.
Yeah.
I mean, fucking what? So you mean it's I can't like just a post spot. A oh, isn't it? What?
Yeah.
You know, it's more like a fucking prison camp.
Yeah.
I mean, seriously, her commandant has to approve whether a freaking thread gets posted or not. I mean, seriously.
Well, I ran over to a few friends over on the Sarian Forum.
Yeah, even Sean doesn't freaking do that.
No, well, yeah.
I reckon he's a fascist
individual
in the way that he runs the forum.
One of our Australian mates from David Icke, actually, I met him over here, Father Ted. You remember Father Ted?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, he lasted about 5 posts.
That'd be right.
Because he asked too many questions that he couldn't quite answer.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's the thing. I mean, you know, Lydia said it, and you know, she was relating some of you know, to with Mabanning and everything else, and she's going, yeah, look, you know, why can't we research the researcher? What's wrong with that? Doesn't Icke himself say, hey, you know, don't just take my word for it?
Yeah,
well, research.
Tatarin's another one, like you know, with the information there, like if you really research it deeply, you'll find that there's holes in it. But for the most part, you'll find a lot of it's good. You know,
how's
it's
this?
Just
last,
like Icke. He
last night,
thing.
I was up and I was doing just looking around. I went to go to bed. I freaking didn't go to sleep. So I thought, I'll get back up and just check a few things out. And I was having a scope around and some information and ran across some Michael Sarian stuff. And it's his grandfather or his father? I think it is. I'm going to show you the picture later another time, but his father's actually giving Mother Teresa a copy of The Course in Miracles.
Yeah, I've seen that.
Oh, my goodness.
That person you're talking about was either his grandmother or his grandfather. He's a guru.
It's Mal, I know.
Like a huge guru. And you know, now you're talking about top of the food chain with what we're talking about.
Mm.
Gurus are right up there.
Yeah.
You know, except they're doing it from the old cliche of religion.
Yeah. I mean, look at how many there've been. I mean, shit. You know, you don't even need to go in. I mean, there are ones still around now. I mean, freaking the Dalai Lama is going to be one of the biggest gurus out. And he's a paid agent of the CIA. Sorry to burst a few people Buddhist bubbles here, but he's a paid agent of the CIA. It's been known, and they actually changed the documentation to try and hide that you know, whether they're still paying him or not.
If the Chinese government really wanted to get him, they'd get him.
Oh, dude!
Many times over.
Yeah, if they wanted to send someone that's trained up in you know, in the martial arts to go after him, I mean, I don't think they're going to have to stop the person. You know, I mean, shit, go and have a look at what the Shaolin monks can freaking do.
Exactly.
I mean, seriously.
Exactly.
You know, so, no. But look, I mean, that's another issue. But yeah, look, I mean, getting back to the forum here, you know, and everything that's gone on, I mean, Daisy Gate is hilarious. I really think it is.
Yeah.
I don't think it's hilarious what's happened to the people, but I think it's hilarious the fact that that yet again this has come up an issue.
Learned from their mistakes.
Well, no, I mean, you think Sean would get smarter as he kept doing this sort of stuff, but obviously he doesn't.
Icke says himself that life's a learning tool. They obviously not learning much, are they? If they keep repeating these same mistakes.
I mean, look, this is the libel always out. I mean, this is the one. I mean, a few of us have said over on that thread over on Infinite Love is that ultimately the libel always out. You know, people have skeletons in the closet. Those skeletons can freaking talk, man. They rattle around, they make noise, and all of a sudden someone opens the door and goes, oh, my goodness.
Yep, that's right.
So, I mean, for us, there was no surprise. This was funny, you know, a few of us had posted it and said, look, you know, this is nothing new to us.
Yeah.
I mean, we actually had an ex-mod previously come over saying they've got like screenshots and all this sort of stuff to expose Sean, and nothing ever came out. Yeah. You know, and we were going like, they're going like, oh, but you know, there's this information, and just holding back stuff. Mm. And we're going, yeah, and we already know that. What's next? And they're like, oh, you know, you can just sort of feel it through the screen. You know, the person's going, oh, shit, they already know. You know, will they know what I've already, you know, my big secret that I've got to tell? I mean, look, I'm not really that fussed with the Ike format. Last year I probably went on it maybe 20 times because I was directed to Threads and a couple of times because I just decided to have a read.
I've been on it twice in since the time I was banned.
Okay, well, I mean,
I'll tell you that now. One was the other night.
Yeah. I mean, it doesn't bother me, you know, about what's really going on over there because, you know, it's not going to affect me in any way. But at the same time, and it doesn't stop me from, you know, being able to actually discuss it either.
No, that's
if people
right.
are willing to discuss it, and it's happened on our forum. People have been willing to come over and discuss it because they're not allowed to discuss it over on the art forum because they're being censored. Well, you know, I'm willing to discuss it. I'm willing to sit here, you know, with you and whoever else, Sean or David Icke himself, if he wants to get on here and, you know, and discuss any of these issues that we brought up on this last hour or, you know, the one where we talked about David Icke himself. I mean, if he wants to get on, he wants to respond and rebut anything we've said or, you know, and put his point of view across, he's welcome to.
Yeah, this includes anyone that's associated with this whatsoever, whether you happen to be Sean or any number of people that were former mods, you know, you're more than welcome. Come on this radio show and discuss your point of view.
Yeah.
Right. Well, let's wrap it up at that, okay?
All right. No worries. So, done. Daisy Gate.
Yep.
Now, right. Put in the coffin, buried in the ground. Yep. Thanks for coming.
Let's put some love out to our audience, as we usually do.
Definitely. Thanks very much for listening.
Yeah, thank you.
This has been, I suppose, just a bit of a ramble on this one. I hope it sort of cleared some air for people that didn't really know what was going on. And hopefully, you know, you realize that there is an issue of honesty in relationship to this. Yeah. And that's the real deal.
And truth be told, we could have done many more shows on this. that's the truth.
I've got quite a lot of...
still might have to.
I don't know about that, but we'll see. We'll see. Maybe.
We'll see what the outcome of this is.
Maybe. Who knows? I mean, look, if anyone really wants to check out some of the stuff we've talked about in the past history, and I've got the posts, I've got the PMs, I've got the emails, I've got stuff. You know, a lot of it's been posted. You know, people have asked me questions, and I've posted it up and let them know about it. You know, you can think whatever you want about it.
Yeah.
So.
We're not asking you to believe us.
No, it's there. The information's there. If you want to read it, let me know. Come over to Infinite Love, and I'll point you out. I'll point you in the direction of it.
That's it.
You know, or I'll email it to you, or PM it to you, or whatever. Exactly. I don't mind.
Yep.
So anyway, thanks for listening. I love everybody. You know,
everybody too. Good luck to your brother.
Yep.
We'll speak again.
See no worries. Thanks for the chat.
Yeah, not a problem.
It's been fun.
Has been. 99.
Ciao.